Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Most people never chase their dreams not because they lack talent, but because they don't know what they want or where to start. So today, I'm going to give you 5 books that will help you discover your dream, commit to it, and enjoy the journey along the way. First book is What's Your Dream by Simon Squibb. Now, Simon just came out with his book and it is brilliant. I haven't even finished it and I had to put it on this list because it's that good. If you are still trying to discover your dream, this book gives you an amazing blueprint that will help you discover what excites you rather than drifting on life on autopilot. Now, Simon is a multi-million entrepreneur and he is currently helping entrepreneurs around the world start their businesses. He provides several exercises in the book that will help you be introspective and understand where your purpose lies. Now, once you find your purpose, Simon provides a step-to-step guide on how to turn your purpose into reality and turn it into a business. The book also provides solutions to the typical reasons people don't chase their dreams, such as feeling trapped, they're scared of judgment, and they don't have capital. Once you read this book and actually follow the exercises listed in the book, I can guarantee you have an understanding of your purpose and a renewed sense of direction and the confidence to take the first step towards something truly meaningful. Now remember, this goes out for all the books. The book is useless if you don't apply it. It's like watching 50 workout videos and you never end up going to the gym. It's completely useless. Set a goal to apply what you actually learned from the book, and that will give you the best shot of turning your dream into a reality. Once you have a better understanding of your purpose, you need to ensure that you will commit to it and work at it with minimal distractions. Here's where Essentialism by Greg McKeown comes in. Essentialism allows you to maximize your time by eliminating the unnecessary distractions in your life. Now, you may say, but everything I do is worthwhile. This book will teach you how simplifying your schedule can make a huge difference in your life and how much you can achieve. You'll gain powerful strategies to streamline your life, like replacing multiple meaningless activities with one meaningful one, the 90% rule, and how to properly say no. Saying no properly has always been an issue for me, but this book has taught me that a clear no is better than a vague yes. By optimizing the vital few over the trivial many, you'll regain your time and actually focus on what truly matters. One of the best pieces of advice I've ever received is, it's not about just what you know, but who you know. And if you want to build long-lasting relationships that can create opportunities for you, there's only one book to read, and that is How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. There's a reason why over 30 million copies have been sold worldwide. It is the number one book I see big CEOs talk about rereading constantly, and for good reason. This is the best guide to becoming more likable and more charismatic. The number one way to becoming more interesting is actually by speaking less. When you listen attentively, people feel valued and respected, and that allows them to associate those positive feelings with you. The book provides several strategies and details to teach you how to foster strong relationships. It teaches you how to manage people, lead people, and how to make people like you. Did you know Napoleon III would write down the name of the person he just spoke with and then fixate on it until it was 100% ingrained? This book will provide more tips just like this that can help you create a real impact with the people you meet. Now, one of the hardest parts about chasing your dream is actually believing it's going to succeed even when the results don't come in. But if there's one book that teaches you it's about the journey and not the destination. It's The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. Now, this is the only novel in the list, mainly because I don't like novels. And also, I hate it when people go, oh, I related so much with the story because the character is so profound. Oh, shut up, all right? Well, albeit, I am going to tell you that I resonated with the character. Just bear with me, all right? The Alchemist is about the shepherd who has a crazy dream of these treasures, and the book follows his journey of trying to find it. The book emphasizes that the process of searching and learning along the way is what truly shapes us. It's the obstacles and challenges we face that can lead to fulfillment and success. I'm a big believer that everything happens for a reason, and The Alchemist reinforces that when you trust your instincts and follow your passion, you'll end up where you're meant to be. Wherever your heart is, there you will find your treasure. Damn, Shakespeare would be proud of that one, huh? But anyway, The Alchemist. Now that we understand it's about the journey and not the destination, the next question is, what strategies can we implement to make the pursuit of our dream more fulfilling? And this is where Tiny Experiments by Dr. Anne-Laure LeCompte comes in. The book just came out, and I was lucky to speak to Dr. Anne-Laure about the book on my podcast, and it is a book I constantly think about. Tiny Experiments encourages embracing uncertainty and viewing life as a series of small tests rather than stressing about figuring everything out. We need to start experimenting with our passions instead of treating them as rigid, predictable goals. View them as experiments and not linear goals. By doing so, we push away the mimicking of other people's goals for the need of validation, opposed to actually focusing on what truly fulfills us. It's in the unknown that we discover the most about ourselves. We're never going to have everything figured out, so you might as well enjoy the ride. So yeah, those are the 5 books that will help you chase your dream. And if you want to watch the episode with Dr. Anne-Laure, it's right here. And otherwise, I haven't got much else to say other than like, subscribe, and tune in next week.